This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. It's just past 12:05 p.m. on Friday, the 16th of October, 2020, which is World Food Day. Woo! I'm Christine Wong. Joining me in the studio today is
Arvin Ibaraj.
And in line with it being World Food Day today, we're asking you the question. Over the course of COVID-19, have you had more comfort food or healthy food? And what's been your go-to meal? Let us know on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio, where we also have some polls running, so do get in touch with us with that. And you can also message us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And that's because we're going to be covering a story about basically our relationship to comfort food and healthy food during the time of the pandemic. Following that, though, we have a story about...
We're going to talk about MBO. It's a bit of a sad story, but MBO might be closing down for good.
Indeed. And then after that, we will talk about the potential future of what meal sharing might look like. So let's start with the comfort food story. Of course, eating is many a Malaysian's favorite hobby, but the link between eating and emotions is closer than many of us think. For some, in times of trouble, comfort food brings a lot of solace. And for other people, they've used the lockdown to refocus on healthy eating habits, going to the gym, getting fit. So today, since it is World Food Day 2020, we're kind of asking, which one are you? This is interesting because in an American survey of 2,000 adults conducted by One Poll for Farm Rich, 2 in 3 Americans reverted to childhood food favorites and eating more comfort food during the pandemic. That included an uptick in such favorites as pizza by 55%, hamburgers 48%, ice cream 46%, french fries 45%, mac and cheese 38%, spaghetti and meatballs 32%, and others. And the average American, according to this survey, also enjoyed comfort meals at least 5 times a week and snacks 6 times a week in 2020.
Oh, wow.
I don't think you can blame them for that, though.
Yeah. Some quick bites from the survey. 69% say they'll continue to enjoy the same amount of comfort food that they are now post-pandemic. I don't know if that's a good idea. 41% reach for comfort food to bring happiness. 85% have gained a few pounds staying at home, an extra 6 pounds on average. 90% say their online and social searches for food inspiration have increased during the pandemic. And the comfort food meal everyone is most looking forward to enjoying at a restaurant post-pandemic is steak.
Yeah, because the thing is, in times of uncertainty and stress, it's no secret that people do seek solace in food. Cooking, sharing, experimenting, and reviving old family or classic recipes have brought small joys to our lives and extended time at home.
Dalgona coffee.
Yes. And 2/3 of respondents in that survey revealed that they are spending more time eating meals together at the kitchen or dining room table since March, with 7 out of 10 people saying that they genuinely miss all the time they get together around the family table, and roughly 30 more minutes are spent each day cooking in the kitchen compared to the same time last year. And when asked what they'd rather give up for a year, 67% in the survey said they would rather give up alcohol instead of their favorite comfort food dish. And another 67% said they would rather give up social media over having to be without their go-to indulgent dish for a year.
Understandable.
However, and this is quite interesting to me, closer to home, COVID-19 has had the opposite effect and is driving growth in fresh fruits and vegetables, including like juices and nectars, in China, India, and Indonesia. So this is according to another survey conducted by Innova Market Insights, because personal health has become one of the top concerns across all three countries. And notably, health considerations are obviously playing a larger part in purchasing decisions right now, as many consumers are seeking to eat more nutritious foods. People are turning to a range of products with purported beneficial properties like turmeric in India, chrysanthemum and cordyceps flower in China, and royal jelly, ginger and mint in Indonesia to sort of like maintain their immune system. Also, health, shelf life and cost are taking on a greater significance with regard to purchasing decisions, while factors such as flavor and indulgence appear to be declining in importance. And some of the main changes in attitude and behavior in India and China specifically included more cooking and preparing homemade food, more healthy eating, and more consumption of products to boost immune health. And in addition to growth in fruit and vegetable products, consumers reported reduced purchasing of less healthy, indulgent, and highly processed options such as ice cream, pizza, cakes, pastries.
Yeah. So although all countries are most concerned about the health of oneself and loved ones, Indian consumers are the most concerned in general. Notably, 78% of Indian consumers say that they are concerned about their own families or friends' health compared to 58% in China and 52% in Indonesia. Other possible drivers to changing purchasing decisions include new lifestyles. More consumers are working from home now, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And Innova Market Insight notes that people are also spending more time on social media and online entertainment, as well as exercising within the home. With more people leaving their homes less, they are no longer visiting bars and restaurants, traveling for business and pleasure, or using public transport.
Yeah, so I thought that was quite interesting that, you know, there's such a split, it seems, you know, across different countries, but also I think just in general, there seems to be two types of people. People who have used the pandemic sort of to indulge in comfort food and sort of relax themselves in that way, and people who have taken the health conscious approach and have actually made an effort to be more fit and healthy since they're at home.
I don't know if that's because they were healthy to begin with. Like, I'm thinking about, like, you know, people who don't have access to gyms anymore.
Right.
Might get slightly more, I'm not going to say paranoid, but might get slightly more aware of their lack of exercise, lack of movement. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, okay, so since I'm not going to be able to head out as much, I'm just going to maintain my food and make sure I get more veggies and fruits. Whereas, you know, people who want to, quote unquote, survive the pandemic, might turn to comfort food and go like, look, this is a hard time. It's a crisis.
Yeah.
A pizza won't harm.
Which one are you? Are you the person that's gone more comfort food or healthy food?
Comfort food. Like, I don't even have to think, like, comfort food. So pizzas are like my go-to. Like, they've never failed. Like a good pizza, when you're feeling down, when you need something to perk you up, when you have a good movie to watch at home, when you don't know what to have for dinner, pizzas always do the trick.
That's totally fair enough. I think at the beginning of the pandemic, I did actually eat slightly healthier. I was eating like lots of salads and lots of like home cooked stuff that wasn't fried. It was like steamed or boiled or whatever. And then I think as the pandemic wore on, I think I sort of gave up on the healthy part and just, you know, it was that mindset again of, we don't know how long this is going to last. You know, I might as well enjoy myself a little bit while I'm at home. And then the snack buying began.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm very much so, I think, on the comfort food side of that argument. Because I think also it's like an emotional related thing.
Coping mechanism?
Yeah, coping mechanism for sure. It's something that, I don't know. I emotional eat, I think, when I'm stressed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that has also been a massive factor that, it feels like something that brings you comfort, right? It brings you, you know, the ability to stop and pause and take a break from work is like, okay, now I'm going to have a slice of pizza or a bowl of ice cream or something.
I mean, even we joke about like Dalgona coffee a lot, but honestly, all these like experiments that have come up during the pandemic, like people trying new things with their food, Dalgona is nice.
Yeah.
Like, it's honestly a good coffee. Like, we tried it at home and it was fun to do. It was just fun to spend some time making something new and then just drinking it or eating it. It's a good way to pass your time not thinking about what the world is going through or what you're going through at the moment.
And also, let's not forget the boom in people baking sourdough bread at home, you know, during the pandemic as well. Because it's also a matter of time, right? That since you have more time on your hands to cook and bake and experiment with new recipes, you know, maybe you've been more inclined towards trying stuff out like that, you know?
And selling the stuff.
That's another aspect for sure. Well, do let us know what you guys think over the course of COVID-19. Have you had more comfort food or healthy food? And what's been your go-to meal? Let us know on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio, or get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. After the break, we'll be speaking to two F&B owners. So we'll be speaking to Annabelle Comartinant, founder of La Juiceria, and Lloyd Anthony, founder of Lloyd's Pizza, about what they think about food during the pandemic. For now, though, this is The Guess Who with Baby Star here on BFM 89.9.
Bungkus for Makan. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wall and I'm joined by
Arvind Braj.
And today it is World Food Day. So we're asking you guys the question, over the course of COVID-19, have you had more comfort food or healthy food? And what's been your go-to meal? So Arvind, can you give us an idea of what Twitter's saying?
Yes. So with 242 votes, 38.4% say comfort food, 18.2% say healthy, and 43.4% 54% say balance of both.
Oh, good for you guys having balanced meals. What are the responses on Twitter?
Yeah, so a few tweets. This comes from Queen, who says, feeling sad, need ice cream. Good call. Mm-hmm. Brother Ben says, Nasi Lemak Village Park. Oh,
very
my God.
Very good call.
Yep, yep. And Sobri says, my favorite kind of question. My answer is always, why not both?
So true. On Instagram, we also have a poll running, and it says comfort food is at 65% and healthy food is at 35%. Mm. A couple of messages here. Kaden Chia says, mostly fried chicken and fast food, definitely. I'm not the only one. True. Amrit K. Bal says, Nasi Lemak. And E-7 says, poke bowls and Japanese food, they're both comforting and healthy.
Nice.
We enjoy that. So do let us know what other responses you have to that. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we're not the only people who are talking about this today. We actually managed to speak to Annabelle Comartinant, founder of La Juiceria, and Lloyd Anthony, founder of Lloyd's Pizza, about this. So, guys, over the course of the lockdown, have you had more comfort food or healthy food? Lloyd, why don't you go first?
I would choose comfort food. Comfort food is very subjective, and comfort food entails a lot of things. To one, it could be chips, and the other, it could be having an omelette. So for me, my comfort food is, I have pizza, I still have pizza, at least once or two times a week. And during the whole MCO time, being home, we were closed for 2 months. So that enabled me to actually work out a bit more and lose some weight. Okay, so since we were home and we had to close shop, so I focus a lot on a balanced meal. I wouldn't say that it was totally very healthy, because when you eat healthy all the time, you tend to get your sanity, you know, you lose it. And that's why people start to binge and go crazy and go wild about all other sugary stuff, junk food, and you know. So that's why I believe that whatever workout that you're doing or trying to keep fit, healthy is good. And moderation into putting in comfort. So that's why I have a lot of the goodness in the pizzas. I wouldn't say that my pizzas, a lot of people label pizza as junk food. I won't say that about mine, you know, because everything is done basically, it's done in outlet, but it's homemade basics.
Okay, and how about you, Annabelle? Comfort food or healthy food?
Well, with the lockdown, you know, it's kind of easy to have healthier food at home, because when we go out, it's too tempting to have all kinds of food. And of course, depends on where you are or socializing or meetings. It was a little bit tougher. So at home, we were able to have lots of suppliers sending stuff to the house, which I think everyone in the MCO have enjoyed. Tons of suppliers came out to kind of supply directly to consumers, even though their goods were really meant for, let's say, hotels and restaurants. So eating healthy was easy during the lockdown.
Have your company seen an increase in interest or customers over the course of the MCO? Why or why not? Lloyd, you first.
Unfortunately, from March to May, we were closed. We reopened in June. June, July, it was still quite slow, but it picked up really well in August. So from August to now, I would say that we are picked up quite well. There's a safety measure. It's for convenience sake. They're ordering in, you know, instead of going out in the public. And I focus more on takeaway and deliveries during the MCO.
How about you, Annabelle?
To be honest, during the MCO, no. In fact, I think that people are at home, which means that A, it's easier to prepare your own salad. B, it's also a fact that, like, for us, we were able to eat healthy, but I do know that there was a surge for sales, not for healthy food, but we have seen and heard from fellow restaurant owners and cafes and bakeries that there was a surge on sourdough, on cakes, on cheesecakes. And I think it's this notion of life is short, you know, I don't know what's happening, this is crazy, I've never seen a lockdown before. And you tend to give in to these things. And to be honest, yes, it was easier to eat healthy for me at home. But then when I saw all these ads and all these suppliers doing cakes and cheesecakes and all these things, I also bought some. So I think that on a lockdown, the tendency is really maybe if you're very disciplined home cooked, but not the demand didn't really increase for us, not for the healthy brand. So I think it's really challenging. And now round two, it's even more challenging. So, but then I'm so glad that there are people who are eating healthy. And even if they don't buy from us and they're continuing to do their own healthy lifestyle at home, I think that's great.
Right. And, you know, leading on from that, I think we've got to ask Lloyd, right, representing the comfort food side of things. What is the appeal of comfort food in such a stressful period of time?
Okay. So like your everyday life, people go through stress at work and they have to turn to something that de-stresses them end of the day to unleash to something. So for me, that is what comfort food is all about. And when I talk about comfort food, I'm talking about also moderation. So you will have your healthy food, could be everybody needs to be healthy, workout, exercise, and keep a certain diet. And I think I've incorporated that into my pizzas in a way that all my pizzas are thin crust. My sauce that I've cooked, my sauce, my marinara sauce, is all basically all vegetables. There are all sorts of vegetables that are cooked in. And cheese, I only use one kind of cheese, which is mozzarella, and that's equal to good fats. I've questioned doctors about it. I've questioned bodybuilders about it. And, you know, and they all said that it's good fats. So, hence, in moderation, I would think that my pizzas are considered comfort food, not junk food. You know, it's something that everybody could be, it's for all ages. And it can be kept for quite a while, you see, you know. The great thing about pizzas is it's also can eat it warm, hot, or even cold. I know people who have eaten it cold right out of the fridge.
And Annabelle, what about the appeal of healthy food?
If you think about it, in a pandemic, by right, we should be increasing our immunity, for example, like taking turmeric or taking vitamin C, so that just in case you do get out of your condo to exercise or to just get a package, you are sort of protected. So it's a bit of, you know, like the twofold opposites where we know it's a pandemic. We know that the issue is, in fact, the virus and something that we should be kind of building our immunity. But then there's also this other half, which is, oh, my God, life's so short. I just got to enjoy. So strike a balance somewhere where you could, A, now enjoy easily, you know, healthy food access through either healthy food companies or even grocery deliveries. But then don't deprive yourself. I know that this is crazy times and even I myself would give in to a little bit of here and there. So there's a balance between making sure that you eat some natural food every day, some sort of natural food. And, you know, when it's back to your food cravings and you want to live your life, I think just make sure that you do that balance because end of the day, we need to take care of our health. Otherwise, you know, if something happens, the consequences is really much more expensive, much more, you know, it's some of the issues that come up after not taking care of your health. Some cannot be reversed.
That is very true. And okay, final question for both of you. Lloyd, I will get you to go first again. What is your go-to comfort meal right now, healthy or otherwise?
Well, my all-time go-to comfort meal is devil curry, chicken devil curry. And my second to that is always been pizza. You know, I grew up with this and devil curry is a very old recipe. You know, it's from my great-grandmother. So I wanted to incorporate that to the pizza. So I have it called the devil. The devil is a chicken devil curry topping that I use on my pizzas.
Oh, sounds so good. How about you, Annabelle? What's your go-to comfort meal right now?
Well, okay, so for the healthy food, I find it very easy to kind of just prepare like steamed veggies like okra and stuff at home. But then the go-to meal for, let's say like in RMCO, when I went out, the first thing I wanted was sushi. I wanted some otoro. I wanted chutoro. I wanted to eat some cakes. I wanted to go back to cafes that I used to go. So I think, I guess everyone will be the same. I do love eating Japanese food. So ramen and sashimi, these were the two things that I really, really love So if I could order it to home, or I would go out to eat in that, you know, like maybe for two packs at one table, I would do it. And the other one would be cakes. I think every woman has this face for cakes, and I really love those Japanese sponge cakes that have fruits inside. One of my favorites, Rui Patisserie, who has been around for the last few years. It's a small bakery. So these are the things, like Japanese stuff. I think Japanese restaurants have seen a surge of demand during the RMCO, and I think if they do really good delivery packs, then it's easy access to sashimi, ramen, and cake.
Nice one. Mm. All right. I think, I don't know about you, Arvind, but I'm getting super hungry right now.
I was going to say, like, we're going to be stuck in the studio for another like 30 minutes. And yes. After listening to that, like, how do you not want to eat everything?
Right. So, you know what? Keep us hungry, guys. You know, let us know over the course of COVID-19, have you had more comfort food or healthy food? What's been your go-to meal? Let us know. Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio. Get involved with our polls on both platforms. As well. Also, we've got WhatsApp 018-789-8899. This is REM with Driver 8 on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.